This is Community Close Up, a public affairs presentation. I'm Steve Murphy. Our guest for today, Dr. Brock Womble. Dr. Womble is the superintendent of Mitchell County Schools, and he joins us on a regular basis to share with us information concerning the Mitchell school system.
Thank you, Steve. Thank you for the opportunity to be here today. At the April 19th Board of Education meeting, the board discussed several important topics. The board discussed the potential 3% reduction in state funding that we have been notified that we might occur for the 2010-2011 school year. One of the issues that we spoke about at the board meeting was the reconfiguration of our schools in the northern end of our county. We are closely examining the possibility of K-5 at Beulah Dean Elementary School, K-5 at Tipton Hill Elementary School, K-5 at Googe Elementary School, with all those students attending Bowman Middle School, as a 6-8 grade configuration. All options and all consideration will be given at this time. The board hopes to make a decision by the end of the school year. The board also approved Educational Consulting, or EduCon, as our energy savings consulting firm. We will use EduCon as a means to reduce energy consumption in our schools. We hope to begin work with them immediately. We anticipate this will bring a cost savings to our school district in the amount of energy we consume in our schools daily. We also talked about a retirement incentive plan for our employees with over 30 years of service. More discussion will be brought up in future board meetings. This plan will hopefully provide an incentive for our veteran teachers with over 30 years to be able to retire. We hopefully will not have a reduction in force for our non-tenured teachers. I'm pleased today to have Chad Calhoun. Mr. Chad Calhoun is our Accountability Director, Federal Programs Director, and Technology Director for the Mitchell County School System. Thank you, Mr. Calhoun, for being here today.
Thank you, Dr. Womble, and thank you, Steve. We're pleased with the beautiful weather that we're having with our school calendar now. We are finally able to set our accountability dates due to the great weather. Our end of grade testing will begin the week of May 17th, which we will test math, science, and reading. Our end of course testing for the high school will begin the first week of June. I know some of the big concerns were the number of days we missed this year because of adverse weather. I'm very proud to brag on our teachers and our principals and administrators for our benchmark assessments that we've been using to get students prepared for this testing. Also, our teachers and students are working very hard preparing for the testing. Very important things to look forward to is attendance. We need students in school to be able to get them ready for tests. Also, parents, we ask that the students get plenty of rest and eat healthy to prepare for the end of grade and end of course testing. Again, our testing dates will be end of grade, May 17th, end of course, the first week of June. Thank you.
Our guest on Close Up for today, Chad Calhoun and Dr. Brock Womble with the Mitchell County School System. For Community Close Up, I'm Steve Murphy.